And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are two very creative people here to talk about the theatrical component taking place at Festival International. I know we focus on the music, but there's a lot of creative theater and other things going on up and down Jefferson Street and all around downtown during Festival International. And with me here in the KRVS studios is Brady McKellar, a professor here in the Performing Arts Department at UL Lafayette, and his friend George, to tell us about Slamdango, a puppet slam.
Yes! Woohoo! Slamdango!
And I want to tell you...
I just
you,
want to say... Oh,
no,
I didn't want to... No, you... Can I...
You can go ahead. Please go, George.
Can I go?
Please go.
I just want to say that it is really awesome to be here today and to talk with you and to be on the radio. It's a lot of fun, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, this is the one time when I wish we had a video camera in this room. But I'm going to tell people, if you want to see George, you want to see George in action, then you can go to our Facebook page, KRVS Public Media, and see this lovely, lovely image of George and Brady here in the KRVS studios. So, George, we're really happy to have you, too. This is the first ever puppet that we've had live in the KRVS studios.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. We've had a few puppets like in progress.
Oh, yeah.
You know those kinds of puppets. Well, George, I think before we start talking about Slamdango, a puppet slam, we're going to ask you a bit about your background because we have to know whether or not you're qualified to tell us about puppet slams. Because Brady might just tell us something that's not quite right.
He doesn't really... Yeah, no. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So what's your background, George?
Well, actually, originally, I am a classically trained gymnast, actually. And I was an alternate on the Olympic team when it was in Greece. You know, it didn't really go how I would have liked for it to go. But while we were there, and I was sort of stuck in the Olympic Village, because, you know, if you're an alternate, you really don't get out so much. And I was sitting there and I was flipping through the television, and it was very late. And there was this commercial that came on for this college. And it was teaching new and I will say that the commercial was in Greek, so I'm not entirely sure that I understood, but it seemed to be all about acting and theater and getting involved. And so when I got back to the States, I gave him a call. And so now I am also a classically trained theatrician. Yes, I have a bachelor's in performing and dramatic theatrical arts and studies from the Whippoorwill University, which you probably don't know, but it's a very prestigious online theatrical school.
Well, George, you look none the worse for wear after being a gymnast. I have to say that you took pretty good care of yourself.
You know, it's good to, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of couch pounds on, if you know what I'm saying. But
well,
it's not too bad.
Theatrics is just not quite as
not too much of a sport.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we're going to ask Brady just a bit to corroborate your story here. Not that we don't believe you, George.
Sure.
Yeah. So, Brady, how long have you known George? How long have y'all been working together?
George and I have been working together off and on for about 8 years now, from time to time. Sometimes, I mean, as he has gone off to do Olympic events or practice or training, we sort of we take some time apart. But for the most part, we've been working off and on for about 8 years.
Now, did y'all meet at Whippoorwill University?
No. I went to a brick and mortar kind of a school. You know, we didn't have internet school so much then. No, we actually did meet though. In Hattiesburg, which is where I went to University of Southern Mississippi. So we met up there and just sort of, you know, travel around doing some stuff.
Well, tell us about George's particular genre of puppetry. And sorry, George, we're going to have you come back and talk about just a moment. But
I mean, I think maybe I would probably be the expert.
You think
on
so?
My...
Okay, tell us about what kind of puppet.
I got it. George is what is commonly referred to as a hand and rod style puppet. And basically it's named that because you use your hand in order to control the mouth of the puppet. And at the same time, there are rods that come down from his wrists that I use to control his hand. This style of puppetry was pioneered, and I think in most cases the most famous versions of these that people are going to think of are going to be the Jim Henson style. Miss Piggy, Kermit the Frog, Gonzo, Bert, Ernie, all of those guys fall into the same kind of a family of the Muppet style, which separate from that trademark line is a hand and rod puppet.
Well, that's amazing what – and George, you're very, very skillful
handsome.
With this. Yeah, you're handsome also. But that rod work there is particularly nice.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, practice.
Yeah, and a nice collaboration between the two of you.
Yeah, well, you know, when he gets online, it's not too bad.
Those of you who are just tuning in and wondering who I have here in the studio, Brady McKellar, who teaches here in the UL Performing Arts Department, and his friend George, who are going to be appearing in Slam Dango, a puppet slam that will open. Yeah, you like that puppet slam
idea. Well, I feel
like
you got to make it exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's big. It's a deal. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to say that without adding that when I announce it.
If you miss it, I'll get it.
Okay.
All right.
But we do want to say that if people would like to see the duo of Brady and George, you can go to our Facebook page, KRVS Public Media, if you're near your computer, KRVS Public Media, and you can see how handsome George is. And a lovely, lovely goatee. It's really quite nice. He's stroking that there. Well, George, what is it about? What is a puppet slam? And I think most of us know about puppet shows, maybe, but we've never heard of a puppet slam
before.
That's
a great question.
Yeah.
Most people, I'm sure, are probably familiar with poetry slams. And puppetry slam follows the same kind of idea, to where you've got a variety of different short-form puppetry that all sort of come together. And a lot of these things are kind of experimental, or they're, things that haven't been tried yet here, or they're brand new pieces that people are trying to work out. And it's so just kind of an opportunity to get out, try some new things, and make a very exciting show that all revolves around the idea of puppetry and performing art and performing objects.
Performing objects.
Yes.
Now, that's an interesting concept there. I think people think of performers, actors, actresses, but performing objects. Tell us just a bit about that.
Well, it's sort of a whole line of things, you know, because a lot of, a lot of things where we think of it as a puppet, you know, most of the cases we think of things that have some kind of a definite shape form, or something that looks like you or looks like me or looks like a dog. But there are a myriad of different things that people use to perform. You know, you could have a napkin, or you could have a paper towel roll, if you have a person that is assisting with the manipulation of this object in a way to give it life or to tell a story or to communicate something, then it falls under a very broad theatrical term of performing object.
Performing object, theater of the object, théâtre objet.
Hey!
Again, Brady and George are here talking about Slam Dango, a puppet slam. Well, Brady, you know, we're talking about, or George was mentioning the fact that there's going to be a lot of sort of experimental creativity going on for this puppet slam. And again, I think in a lot of people's minds, many of our listeners, some on their way home from school, some people heading off from work or just heading to work tonight, thinking about their experience with puppets probably has been just with those very simple, and sorry, George, I know there's many forms of objects who are on stage, very simple hand puppets that we all know from like kindergarten.
Sure.
What kind of creativity can you do with puppets? Give us a sense of the broad range of
Well, I mean, just in the myriad of things that we consider to be – that already fall under the heading of puppets. I mean, there are standard – what we could say again, sort of this hand and rod style puppet made very popular by the Henson Company. But also in Greece, India, China, they have a very strong shadow puppetry tradition. In Africa, they have a very definite rod puppet, where they have these very large puppets that are manipulated with rods from underneath. And so just in the idea of – and then there are marionettes, of course, originating in France. And so just if we use the word puppet, just in terms of things that we already know are puppets, there's such a wide variety of things. But with Slam Dango, we've got a couple of things that are – they're not even actual. You would not readily consider them to be puppets. We have a couple of things that are involving. Well, I don't want to give it away, but there are some new exciting things that are taking place.
But as George was saying, the whole idea of theater of the object opens up so many possibilities.
Well, sure it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you don't want to give anything away, but give us a sense of the different. Are there teams that are going to be at this puppet slam?
Well, yes.
How are you going to work that?
there are, I mean, I don't know if I'd say teams, mm-hmm. but we have a variety of different people that are coming to be involved. Wanderlust has a couple of different pieces that we'll be doing. There is a puppeteer that's going to be coming in from Baton Rouge, and she'll actually be doing a Chekhov piece. And then there are a number of people here in town that had ideas for pieces, and we've sort of helped them to germinate those ideas. And so, you know, it's all one big team, but then there are a lot of small projects that sort mm-hmm. of take place that have been under kind of the creative guidance of different people.
Right. So a slam really in the sense of just this joyful celebration of object
exactly.
art rather
exactly.
than some competition.
No. It's just all being slammed together. and here it is, and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, George, and I know you don't want to give away your act, but could you kind of give us a hint maybe?
Yes. Actually, I and a friend of mine we will be screening the premiere film that we have just been working on over the past months and months. We've been working on this, and so it will be actually premiered at the Slam Dango. So it's very, very exciting. First time film ever seen. Red carpet, black tie, if you got it. If you don't, t-shirt's good too, you know, whatever. We're very inclusive at Slam Dango. So that's going to happen. It's a pretty big deal.
Well, George, so you're not going to be appearing live on stage. There's going to be a film of you.
That kind of depends. I mean, technically, I am not slated to show up live, but, you know, the kind of fluid nature of the Slam, you know, anything could happen. That's all I'm going to say is that anything could happen at any moment.
The nature of the Slam.
That's right.
Yeah. And again, I want to tell you, if you're just tuning in, my guests are Brady McKellar and George. Brady is a master of object theater, master puppeteer, creator of puppets, and one of the founders of Wanderlust Theater. We've had so many wonderful productions by Wanderlust Theater in the past year, and I know objects, puppets such as yourself, have not all been involved in all of the Wanderlust.
There was that one, though, yeah. the Wolves in the Walls.
Yes,
that was
yes. Did you participate
in that? But I watched it.
You watched a lot, a lot of your friends were in it.
Right. I had some guys in there. It was pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty strong.
Yeah. So puppets have been involved with Wanderlust Theater.
Oh, sure.
And so Wanderlust Theater Company is presenting this puppet slam that will be happening on this weekend downtown. Again, a part of the wonderful creativity going on throughout Festival Internationale de Louisiane. We've had film, and now we're going to have puppetry, object theater, and also film within the object theater.
Oh, that's right. We're like doing a two-for-one.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Well, George, could you describe some of the other objects that will be, again, without giving stuff away, but do you have some?
Well, we are going to have some shadow puppetry will be happening. Mm-hmm. We also, the Stage Monkeys are going to be, they have hand and rod puppets as well, some friends of mine. And so they're going to be doing a little show together. So that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Then we've got, it's kind of a puppet that's kind of assembled around from some kind of household things. I don't want to give it all away. Mm-hmm. But there is actually, we actually will have one instance of a puppet who is manipulating puppets.
The Grand Puppet Meister.
It is. It's like Inception. It just goes deeper and deeper. It's crazy.
Yeah, meta puppetry.
We should write that down.
Yeah. Well, George, would you have? You know, I can imagine there are people listening right now who've been fascinated by theater of the object or puppetry for a long time, ever since they were children, but never knew quite how to get into it. Or maybe there are puppets like yourself who are interested in getting into the biz. What advice would you have for people interested in doing theater of the object or, you know, getting started in that? Maybe Brady could help you with that too.
You got this one?
Yeah. Okay. I'll do this one. Great. You know, I think probably one of the biggest things is to just, you know, observe things and then find out what you can do with those things. Like there was a phenomenal puppeteer that I saw one time, and all he performed with a napkin, a very large, nice, soft, white linen napkin. And he did some really unbelievable object theater or puppetry with that. And so I think it has a lot to do with observing the life as it goes on around you, but then finding these objects and, you know, what is the potential in those objects? Because there's so many things that we can do puppetry with that don't require us to make something or to build something or to glue or to sew or any of those things. It's just a matter of finding a way to take an object that maybe without you is inanimate and then find a way to create a life story for it. And that's really, I'd say, probably the biggest and best step. I mean, I could give you a list of great puppeteers to research or books to read or things of that nature, but I think those are more easily found. I think probably the other key is that puppeteers are pretty weird people as a general rule. And in a lot of cases, there is sometimes, especially in America, a sort of a struggle for the recognition of puppetry as an art form. And I think – you know, I think that Jim Henson and his people really revitalized puppetry. And I probably would not be into puppetry had it not been for his work. I remember when I was very, very young, the only time that the Muppet Show came on was like at 5:30 in the mornings. And so I would get up with my dad when he would get up to get ready to go to work. And I would sit there in the dark and watch the Muppet Show. And it was a lot of fun because several years ago I had an opportunity to do a series of workshops in New York with Michael Earle, who you would better know as Mr. Snuffleupagus. And so it was a lot of fun to kind of make that circle. But in America, we've sort of kind of downgraded the puppet to being something that's there in order to use in ministry
or
to teach children or to amuse children. Whereas, like I was saying before, like in, you know, China and in Greece, I mean – shadow puppetry is a very vibrant part of their artistic culture. Vietnam has an extraordinarily outstanding water puppet tradition that dates back centuries, and they're still doing it virtually unchanged. And I think that what's happened is that in a lot of cases, we sort of have downgraded it in America because it has so easily been used by Sesame Street, Between the Lions, and other shows, which are wonderful shows. But I think what's important that if someone wants to start exploring puppetry is that they just get into it and don't worry a lot about whether or not it's going to be an accepted art form or, you know, if you're doing this wonderful art with trash can. Probably people are going to look at you oddly that your art is based around this Rubbermaid trash can that you found, but you still have to do your art. You know, there's something about it. There's some expression that you can do with it, something that is about you and is about that trash can. And so I think that would be my second thing is just to move forward with it, you know, and continue to develop your ideas.
And do you find, Brady, that what has attracted you is, I guess, what is the balance between the desire to tell stories and just the love of the objects themselves, the puppets?
Well, I would say it's probably a 50-50 kind of a balance. I love telling stories. And these objects, no offense, it's all right, give us another way to communicate these stories in a different way. You know, and that's something that Wanderlust is very, very heavily involved in is storytelling and the exploration of that storytelling. But Elsa and I are terrible. Like we will give personality to anything at our – like you should see us trying to clean the house because it's terrible because one day somebody will turn a cereal box into some friendly breakfast creature and then I can't throw that cereal box away for the next 3 years because for 30 seconds it was an amusing character at the table. And with a name and a personality and a background story and two full scoops of raisin. And so it can be so it can be very challenging, you know, to clean the house. But
do you ever think about just turning a camera on as you're cleaning the house and like capturing?
Oh my gosh. No, because invariably me trying to keep raisin bran boxes usually turns up into some type of a disagreement, which, you know, and so nobody wants to watch that.
So George, have you met some of these raisin bran boxes?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch box that actually sat on the shelf with me for a little while. He was articulated though. He actually had been sort of evolved to the point where he actually had mobile arms, so he could actually sort of gesture at the table. I live in a very weird house.
Sounds delightful, George. Well, George, what kind of stories do you like to tell? Brady's talking about how important storytelling is to puppetry.
I tell you, I like a good underdog story. You know, I like to get in there. Somebody, the odds are against you. You know, man versus the wild or man. I'm from the Great North. And so, you know, we really – is that funny?
Hence the very pale, pale skin.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Because I was there during the night times, not during the long summertime. I was – yeah. And so – but it's great. You know, it's cold. There's trees, but not a lot. Inuits as far as the eye can see. And so, you know, you sort of get this idea of like this, you know, persevere. You know, you're going to have to get in there and make it work. And I think I really like those kinds of stories to where the odds are stacked against you, but you get in there and you dig in deep and you make it happen.
Could there be something of that in the film that we're going to see?
The film is really kind of a not really.
This is another experiment.
It is. It's kind of an experiment. This one is very interesting. It's a wonderful piece by a playwright. His name's David Ives. Very, very funny man. And it's kind of like this sort of like missed meetings and like you meet someone and then sort of all these things that kind of cue you off and then all the things that kind of have to line up for things to actually get moving along. And it's kind of about all these misconnections and try agains and do overs and all this sort of thing. So, you know, we'll see.
Oh, George, I cannot take my eyes off of your face. You are so expressive and I can hardly wait to see the film. It's going to be amazing.
Good.
If you are tuning in, we're talking about Slam Dango, a puppet slam. And my guests are Brady McKellar and George, who will be a part of Slam Dango, although he might not be live there. You might see him on film. Brady is a professor here in the Performing Arts Department at UL Lafayette and creates all kinds of objects, both in his own home and professionally here at the university. And he and Elsa Dimitriadis founded Wanderlust Theater Company, which is presenting Slam Dango. It will take place Friday and Saturday at Theater 810 downtown Lafayette. Anything else we should know about it?
It's at 8:45. The 10th that's nearest to 810 is going on break right then, so it's a great time. Come in. You can have some free air conditioning. I mean, it's not free. It comes with the price of the ticket, which is $10 for general admission. It's $5 if you're a student with an ID. If you have a festival pin, it's free. Just come on in. In that case, the air conditioning is very free. It's a lot of fun. It's about 45 minutes long, so it's a great break. Come in, have a good time, laugh around with us.
All right. And do you all have any information about your work, about your puppets? People can go and perhaps see.
Oh, you can go to wanderlusttheater.com. Mm-hmm. You also can go to our Facebook page, which is just Wanderlust Theater Company. And there's a lot of information there about things that we're doing, things that we have been doing. There's also great ways that you can contact us if you'd like to get involved. If puppetry is something that you're interested in exploring, we are interested in wandering at it with you.
All right.
So shoot us a message.
Yeah. Well, Slam Dango would be a great way to see what you all do. Oh, George. Now, George, are you pictured on their website or their Facebook
page?
Well,
yes. Just in as much as the new photographs. I just had some work done. I had a little touch up. So I had to kind of get rid of the old photos and just now we're doing the new George 2.0, kind of like the new.
So
new
the
work.
Photo we have of you on the KRVS Facebook page, that's the new George.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Okay. There are no more of the old photos out. That can't happen.
Those have been erased.
Yes.
Well, if you would like to see George in his new manifestation, you can go to KRVS Public Media, our Facebook page, and see George and Brady here in the KRVS studios talking about Slam Dango. A puppet slam, and you can see them in action this Friday and Saturday at Theater 810. And again, that's 8:45 for the performances. Well, Brady and George, thank you so much for coming by to the KRVS studios, and we hope to talk to you often in the future, George, to find out what you're doing.
I can come back anytime.
All right.
But I will think probably after the puppet slam that my schedule is really going to get jammed up. Call my people.
All that red carpet stuff.
Yeah. Call my people.
All right, we'll fit our schedule in.
Sure,
all right, thanks, George. All right, bye.
Thank you.